Crystal shares of her late husband, "If you knew Jerry, you knew that he loved Superman. He always loved Superman's parallel to his own life and the life of Jesus, adoption, being from another world and not of this one, his superpowers, which were always used for the good of others, etc." And I could go on and on about the parallels that Jerry shared with me about Superman, his life, and the greatest superhero of all, Jesus Christ. I feel it would be so cool, and Jerry would be so honored, if either you wore a Superman shirt to his service or red and blue at the viewing. He would absolutely love that. Jerry's burial service was actually today up in Pennsylvania. He died a week ago last Saturday. Saturday night, he was with a group of his guy friends. They were actually on a retreat, and he passed away in his sleep at the tender age of 37. Jerry is actually a member of our family, my wife's niece, Crystal's husband. Beautiful man of God, literally traveled all over the country. They were, he and his wife, a worship team, beautiful voices, worked with Lou Engle and Revival, just did an incredible work. And to pass on at the very young age of 37, surprisingly so for so many, is still a shock to many. And yet, as I reflect on his life with you on this Memorial Day weekend, I find deep in my heart a sense of sadness. I wish he was still here, but also a deep sense of gratitude knowing where he is. He was a young man that God used to touch many different lives in a short period of time. He had an infectious joy about him, and he often reflected on the importance of a smile, that a person who was smiling communicated to other people warmth and love and joy, and that they might actually want what you have, and that being, most importantly, his relationship with Jesus Christ. So, you know, this Memorial Day weekend, as I thought about the message this weekend and with this just happening in our own family, I wanted to share that with you. Because, as you know, this weekend is a very special time for all of us. It's a time for family. It's a time for friends. It's a time for picnics. It's a time for taking time off and maybe even traveling. It's a time, I think, also to remember. And that's what Memorial is all about, isn't it? This Memorial Day weekend, it's very important for us to remember, to take time to remember our honored dead, that there are actually people that went on before us that never, ever really met us personally, but shared the values of our country, of freedom, of honor, of sacrifice, of the Republic, of the Constitution, and being willing to lay down their lives for those values and for the lives of you and me, who would come after them, in the hopes that we would cherish and honor and embrace and fight for those same freedoms. So in a very special way this weekend, we give thanks for all of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and those who currently serve in our military. We give thanks for them and for the gift of freedom, which ironically is never free. We also want to remember our loved ones this weekend. We want to remember maybe mothers and fathers, friends and families, and others who have gone on before us, who have already passed on this weekend, and the things that they have taught us, whether that would be a Jerry in my own life or the life of our family, or somebody else that you know and that you treasure who was a part of your life that left a very special part of themselves for you. It might be in the history books, some letters that you have of them. It might be family members down through time, or people that you knew growing up. But these are very, very important people in our lives that it's important for you and I on this Memorial Day weekend to remember them, to pause and to take a moment to give thanks for the gift of their life and the treasure that they've uniquely given us. You know, I say at almost every funeral or memorial service that I've done in my ministry, there have been, unfortunately, quite a few of those. I always share with people that one of the things I try to do at those services is try to learn from the people who have passed on what they have taught me. What have they shared with me? What have they communicated with me that I can take as a treasure and learn from them that I might grow and become an even better human being? So in closing, I want to reflect with you on Psalm 131. I think it's a very appropriate scripture for this weekend. And I don't know about you, but one of the great things we as human beings share together is the gift of life, but we also share the reality of the gift of death. One of the things about being a human being is that we are all mortal, and one day we will pass on. And I truly believe that for us to really embrace the gift of life, we have to also be able to embrace the reality of our mortality. And like Jerry, one night going to bed at the young age of 37, having all full expectation of waking up the next morning, and yet imagine waking up in glory, and that being his final night upon earth. Death is a sobering thought, and as you and I embrace the reality of our own death, I think that is truly the moment we can begin to live. And Psalm 131 is an invitation to a time of, if you will, silence before the Lord, a time of acknowledging his almighty rule over all of creation, over your life and my life, and giving thanks for that. Oh Lord, I'm not proud. I have no haughty looks. I do not occupy myself with great matters or with things that are too hard for me, but I still my soul and make it quiet. Like a child upon its mother's breast, my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, wait upon the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So I invite you along with me for the next few moments on this Memorial Day weekend to have some sacred silence, to take a moment to remember, to take a moment to be still, and to take a moment to hope in God afresh. I invite you along with me over the next few moments just to be still before our Lord and allow his Spirit to minister to you and to me. Let us pray.